This bill improves current law in two different ways. First of all, it extends the minimal length for instructional permit from 6 months to 12 months. We want to do this to provide more opportunity for supervised driving practices, especially since Iowa has four seasons, one being filled with snow and ice. Second provision would allow the driver to have a vehicle after obtaining the intermediate driver's license. The first 6 months, the restriction would only allow for one passenger under the age of 18 to be in the vehicle with them, unless it's a relative. Why do we want to change our current law? The most dangerous time for drivers is the first 6 months. When they begin to drive on their own, crash rates decrease with months of experience. In the first month of driving, 125 crashes per 10,000 occur. That crash rate decreases with novice drivers. Those who have more than 6 months' experience only have 70 accidents per 10,000, according to Iowa's Department of Transportation. 45 other states have this law. I could ask my clerk to yield, but I don't think that's probably within the rules of the Senate. She comes from the state of Delaware, and they have this for a year. And she thought it was just the normal thing. She didn't realize Iowa didn't have this because it is so universal. Texas, large state, a lot of rural area, has the same rules that we're looking at adopting today. Research shows teen drivers are more than twice as likely than adults to be involved in fatal crashes. In addition, 16-year-old drivers have a crash rate three times that of 17-year-olds, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Teenagers are three times more likely to crash when there's more than one passenger in the vehicle. Three times more likely to crash when there's more than one passenger in the vehicle. This bill will also increase the driving practice before entering driver's ed and slowly relinquishing all privileges to our young drivers. Making no changes to our GDL program has significant implications for our youth. While teen driving deaths are falling nationally, in Iowa they remain flat and slightly increased, according to McGee and Foss study of 2011. The Allstate Foundation study of 2012 estimates that implementing more restrictive GDL laws in Iowa could save 32 teen lives and save the state $200 million each year. Flanagan completed a study on safe states for teen drivers. Mr. President, can I ask for a little less chatter?
We have a little less chatter in the chambers. This is an important bill, and everybody needs to hear what Senator Bowman is bringing up in the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Flanagan put together a study on safe states for teen drivers. Guess where Iowa ranks? Not number one. 49th. Something that we shouldn't be very proud of as Iowans. Mr. President, there's an amendment.
There is an amendment. The chair recognizes the senator from Jackson, yourself, for Senate Amendment 3008. You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. This amendment was written to address a concern for rural families and parents. The amendment provides an opportunity for parents, when they sign off their children's intermediate license, to opt out of the minimal passenger component of this bill. The DOT will have informational form, and if the parent chooses not to consent to this provision, the DOT will simply place a designated symbol on the driver's license. Interestingly, a 2009 survey of over 1,065 parents across the state of Iowa, 79% of them indicated support for these restrictions, passenger restrictions. I personally believe most parents will not be overcome by the inconvenience of this law or offset and would sign up for it for their children. But this waiver will allow that exemption. And I have to say, you know, it came about because of some fine bipartisan discussion. Senator Bain, Senator Zumbaugh, and I had some great conversation about what this bill does and what its intent does and what some of their concerns were. And so I appreciate their input in trying to move this bill. And so this amendment, I hopefully will bring broad, bright bipartisan support. So those are my opening statements on the amendment, Mr. President.
Is there discussion on Senate Amendment 3008? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the Senator from Jackson for final remarks on Senate Amendment 3008.
Oh, I just again want to thank Senator Zumbaugh, Senator Bain for their honest input on this important solution in regard to their constituent concerns. I have three children. Knowing their mother, there is no chance that my children will be exempted, but that's up to each and every parent to decide. So with that, I move the amendment, Mr. President.
Senator from Jackson moves that Senate Amendment 3008 be adopted. Those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. We are now back on the bill, Senate File 115, for discussion. Is there any discussion on Senate File 115? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the Senator from Jackson for final remarks on Senate File 115.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be quick. As an educator and a coach, this is an important issue to me because, unfortunately, I have to see that empty desk in the classroom when there is a fatality. So this bill is about saving lives, saving accidents, saving money. It's not something unreasonable I dreamt up. This is something that most of our states in the union are doing. We're way behind. And you got to ask yourself, what could this law possibly do? Well, I understand correlational research. I know causation. It certainly can't say one thing caused another, but I want to give you a couple statistics that hopefully will encourage you to support this bill. In Colorado, before they had the restrictions that we're going to vote on, they were able to, in 2003 to 2008, decrease the deaths of teens on the highways of Colorado by 53%. In the state of Illinois in 2007, 146 teens died from driving deaths. In 2009, 71 died. They required no more than one non-related passenger and increased the number of months, just as we are attempting to do. Lastly, and I could go on and on, I researched every one of the 50 states in regard to what they're doing with teenagers. North Carolina reduced the number of fatalities by 27% with the same public policy we're introducing today. So, Mr. President, it's time for us to become safer. We're not going to eliminate all fatalities, all accidents, but this is a great step in the right direction.